then why are they like hiding?
You need to stop.
You should be recording this as B-roll. Oh, you are? Hi, my name is Alyssa. I'm here to walk the ground, walk the talk, and walk with you. I'm a candidate for Bishan Toa Payoh GRC. I think my deep passion is really bringing out the beauty of each person. I think each person is made so wonderfully with so many special skills and talents that are just waiting to be offered to the world. So that's what I'm really, really keen in doing, and I see myself doing that in, I think, my direct work with the community. I also see myself doing that as the boss, right? Executive Director at Campus Impact, nurturing my own staff and making sure that I play to their strengths, helping them to find their niche, to be able to contribute meaningfully also in an organisation. I also want to do more for children from low-income families. I really see so much potential in every child, but you know, if they have potential but no opportunities, that's a big waste. So I want to be able to provide those opportunities for the children in our constituency. One interesting thing about me is that one way I de-stress is by doing art. So when I'm stressed out, I have a journal in which I do a piece of art and then I will write my reflections next to it. It's very grounding. It helps me to understand, I think, sometimes the turmoil of emotions that are going inside and gives me clarity in my thinking. This painting is actually modeled after the Great Wave of Kanagawa. But no, it wasn't intentional. I was just trying to just use strokes to express, I think, how I wanted my body to move. Yeah, I think this pretty much reflects my personality, and this one reflects my husband's personality, which is very structured and serious. But yeah, mine's slightly more wild. My son and I like to do art also. It's something that I like to nurture in him. So sometimes when we have free time, I actually take out his markers. He likes doodling, and we sometimes co-create something, and then I would sign and he would sign, and we put it up on the fridge. So honestly, it's me. We co-created this. Mother and baby. See? Mother and baby. I joined politics because of a conviction that I had from my time as a journalist. I wrote a story about a father who killed his two children. They were very young and committed suicide in front of his wife. So I really wish that, you know, I had arrived on the scene just that little bit earlier so that we could make sure that the family didn't feel alone and that people could get the support that they needed. So stepping into politics gives me this opportunity to marshal as many resources as I can to support people in crisis. It gives me also this platform to advocate for their needs so that policies that truly help them and change their lives can be implemented. As a journalist, I wrote the stories after, right? But now I get the chance to write the stories with them. And hopefully it's a bit like, you know, getting the chance to go back in time. Like, you know those movies when you can go back in time and just change something so that the ending becomes a happy ending. I think that young people have like so many ideas and have so much to offer, and I really want to be able to give them platforms to share their ideas, to share their energy, to share their passion. That's definitely one thing I'd be keen to start working on in Bishan East Sin Ming. The other thing that I'm really keen to work on also is mental health initiatives. I want to really reduce stigma towards mental health conditions. I want to be able to provide access so that people can seek help early. And I also want to provide education so that, you know, we can all start like doing very simple, practical tips, right, to practice our mental health. Just like we're practicing our physical health by exercising, then we need to exercise our mental health muscle as well.